Looks like Ali is ready to join us, so we'll hold off on the highlights, and we cannot wait to talk to the graduate transfer from Cal Poly, from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Alamami Karoma going to come over. Pop that headset on, Ali. Congratulations. Another great effort for you tonight. It was a great effort at Portland State. Unfortunately, let that one get away. What did you guys learn from that Portland State game that you were able to apply tonight to keep the lead all the way to the home stretch?
Just next play mentality. You know, we battle. We fought hard. We thought we played really well. Came up short at the end. But, you know, we, like our coach said in the locker room, you learn something from every game. You just, you know, we had a couple of days to practice. You know, we practiced real hard. We wanted to, you know, just do something for the fans here. You know, just I feel like that game was a little – it just felt a little bad. You know, we just wanted to get a win, you know, get everyone back on board, and, like, just we're getting ready for the same thing on Sunday. So it was just the next play mentality.
I think tonight, Ali, you and V really established yourself. And I know I was at practice yesterday, Jason and I, and Coach Leggins was very emphatic about the Wyoming bigs and how physical they were and how they're going to rebound. And for you guys tonight, the two of you combined to draw 9 fouls. You both just traded off. I think playing through you guys inside, such a weapon for the Pilots. Was that a focus for you? I know in V just being the kind of taking it to them tonight, you know, yeah, at the other end.
You know, V is extremely talented, had a rough game at Portland State. You know, he was bound to just bounce back. Like, you've seen him in practice.
Yeah.
So we were never doubting him. But, like, we just came out. Our coach wanted us to go inside. Their bigs are really good, but they were also really young. So we just, you know, just try to see – you know, if we could, like, get them in foul trouble, just try to run the offense through us a little bit, get a couple of buckets down low, watch them collapse a little bit, change the defense. So, yeah.
I thought you guys were great at that. And getting them in foul trouble, I think, really kind of changed the game for them. Though, you know, as a big, when you've been in foul trouble, it's tough to get into a flow and a rhythm when you're coming in and out all the time. And you guys were able to take advantage of their smaller lineup, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was the main plan. Just, you know, like I said, they're young, trying to test their discipline, see, you know, It's college basketball is different. You know, that's how we came out. We just wanted to know, you know, how to defend the post, whether to double or, you know, play from the baseline. And we were in attack mode. And, yeah, that was the plan.
Ali Karoma, 13 points, 2 boards, 2 block shots here in 19 minutes. But as a – you know, you guys, sometimes you and V don't actually get the rebounding stats. You did have a double-double at Portland State, but a lot of times you guys are holding off their big rebounders. I thought the big thing, Manuel came in tonight. He was the leading freshman rebounder in the country. You guys held him without a rebound. So people think rebounding is an individual stat. No, it's really a team stat, and you guys all take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, we work on that, absolutely. Our role – on the defensive end, we get rebounds too, but also it's to get the big dude out the way. And our guards come in, they fly in. Tiaris, like, you can count on him to always, if you box out really well, he's going to fly in and get the rebound. So we work on that a lot, and we just want to get the big dude out of there. They send 2-3 to the glass, so I feel like if it's one-on-one, we can box out 2 people, and the rest of the guards can come in.
Yeah, 5 for 6 from the line for you, too. I think critical that not only you're drawing those fouls, but V2 tonight, you know, be able to step up and knock down free throws because, you know, the Portland State game when I think second half we were 2 for 7, that we were up 5-6 and it was a chance to extend that lead. Tonight you did that. You knocked down the free throws and the lead went from 7 or 8 to 12 or 13, and that's a little bit more pressure on the other team when they're playing from that far behind.
Yeah, like I said early on, it's just the next play mentality. You know, we watch film. Could have made a couple of layups down the stretch, could have made a couple of free throws, but, you know, my coach just told me we would live, and we'll know you knock down those layups, and you knock down those free throws. And the same thing, you know, the same situation came up tonight, and just the trust and belief, and I just, you know, did the same.
Well, for a lot of fans that this is their first time hearing from you, transferring from Cal Poly, but the first Division I player from Sierra Leone, Freetown, Sierra Leone, more so. But you played college basketball now for a lot of, you know, you've been over here in the United States for quite some time. How has the transfer, though, been from Cal Poly coming up here to Portland? How are you fitting in? And I know you've already got a great rapport with your teammates as well, but how's the whole transition been for you?
Different, mostly the weather.
This isn't Pismo Beach.
Mostly the weather, but, you know, we work hard here, like, you're either in the gym or you're in class. So
that's right.
You're never really – you don't really have free time to miss a lot of things. But I'll say the main difference is the weather. Yeah. But, you know, we're mostly in the gym. I love my teammates. They're all pretty cool. So it's fun to hang out with them. I'm already away from home, so I can turn any place into my home. But this is the main difference is just the weather.
And I look at, you know, we talked before the season, and you talked about the opportunity to win and be a part of something special, and also just be a focal point. You really are, and I got to tell you, that left hand in the post has become a real weapon. Has that always been something that you've gone to?
I have a funny story about that.
All right,
when I first came here, I would always just score with my right hand, and Tyler Robinson would just – we would play against each other, and he would be like, he doesn't have a left hand, and that would – it would mess with my head. So I would constantly come here at night and just shoot, like, so many left hooks, like left-handed jump hooks. And now I'm just like – I've done it so much. Like, there are times where I would have the lane to shoot a right-handed jump hook, but I'll, like, just shoot a left-handed jump hook. So that's the story behind it.
All right. Well, we'll give T-Rob the assist, but I love it. It looks great.
Well, it's been an outstanding week for you here. Everybody's happy to have you aboard. Ali Karuma, thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we look forward to we'll let you get some food. You guys get some rest because it's about 36 hours to the next game. There you go, Ali Karuma. Congratulations. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me.
You
of course.
Bet.
Great seeing you. Great job.